You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have Brian Tana. Is that like Donna with a T? Tana. And Sammy.
As in sandwich?
Brian was the first one in, though, so he gets to go first. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude.
So, what's on the agenda for today?
For me?
Yeah.
I'm playing hooky with the family going skiing.
Oh, right on.
Good for you. Where are you
Don't
going?
Don't tell my boss.
Where are you going? Copper?
We're going to Loveland Basin.
Loveland.
Oh, sure. So what did you tell your employer today when you called in sick?
Said that I got a thing. It's a family thing.
You got a thing, a family emergency.
Mm. Kind of, yeah.
We once did an entire segment on this show about how the family emergency is the go-to because nobody can question it. You can't even ask a question.
Well, yeah, what's the emergency?
Nobody has ever done that in history. Yeah, it's just like when you say, true. I've got a family emergency, everyone's like, oh, okay, you just take as much time as you
do
need.
Do what you
got
to do. Let us know what you need.
It's like the go-to, the family emergency. You're golden.
It requires the least amount of explanation.
It requires no explanation. That's the beauty of it. So, all right. So
you
better
hope that nothing actually comes up with a family emergency now, though, because you can't go back to that.
Well, if I have a family emergency on the emergency,
yeah, you're screwed.
Right. One of your kids could fall down and like twist an ankle or something,
snap a leg. Yeah. Then, well, you're going to work tomorrow, Brian.
Well, then I've already got it covered because I'm already on the family emergency.
And you're like double family emergency.
Oh, bro.
And everyone in your company's like, oh my God, Brian has the worst luck.
He's snake bit.
And then everybody will get a card and they'll sign it for you.
Uh-huh. And the whole time you're just screwing the company over. So.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right.
What do you do for a living? What's your job?
I'm an attorney. I sue people for a living.
Well, then
they're glad you're gone.
I'm fine.
No one's even going to come after
you. Do
you
have somebody else going into court and asking for a continuance? Is that what's going on today?
Not a chance. Nope. This is a court-free day.
Court-free day.
All right,
man.
Who are you suing right now? Like, what's the case about? You don't have to tell us names, but, like, what's it about?
There's a lot.
Give me one. What's the juiciest one?
What's your favorite right now?
Oh, geez. I mean,
come on.
Remember the George Floyd protests?
Yeah.
And, there's a bunch of kids that were shot by the police. I represent one of them.
All right. Do you have anything that's not so, like, heavy?
Heavy?
You said juicy. That's juicy, guys.
Yes, but that's heavy.
That's heavy, not juicy. Juicy is like if you're suing someone.
Like a fight between neighbors or something.
Yeah.
I got a Bronco fight. We just resolved a Bronco brawl where... had some guys that were beat up by idiot Raiders fans.
Oh,
so
really?
That was good. That's justice for the Broncos.
The Broncos won?
No, they lost. And then the guys lost the fight. Well, actually, there was a longer story, but they were trying to break up the fight and got basically rampaged by Raiders fans, and it was ugly.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. So they sued the Raiders fans.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much money did they get?
Well, like $300,000.
Hmm. What was your cut?
Third?
40%?
Third.
I bet you got 40%.
Yeah, well, it's 40 in litigation.
That's what I'm talking about.
you've been there. Give
so Dom sued so many people.
So he just made $120,000 for this. That's why he's taking
over
this.
Somebody fighting.
Seems like you would put your family on a private jet and fly them to the Swiss Alps to go skiing.
Yeah, well, I don't own the firm I'm at, so... No. It's a slightly different.
Soon, though.
Do you think you'll have your own?
It does give me.
Will you have your own firm someday?
Yeah. Yeah. Working on it.
Good for you, Brian.
You should just call it We Sue Everyone.
Just call it 40%.
You know what?
What I wanted to go on is Karma's Hammer. Like, we are Karma's Hammer. But
no more of this. Hammer, strong arm.
Don't do that.
You know what?
I don't want to mix metaphors.
Jeremy said 40%, but you know what? You should name it 39%, and you give people a break.
Yeah, a little Groupon discount.
You only charge 39%.
You know, we do that depending on the people. We move the fees.
Well, don't just make it permanent.
Yeah, we're trying to help you out with a little
moving
marketing here, Brian.
I appreciate it. There's weird marketing laws that go in with the Colorado ethics and so forth.
Did you name
it
moving fees? Moving fees, attorneys at law.
Sounds really reputable. Yeah,
it sounds legit.
Call it D's fees.
D's fees. D's fees at law.
Okay.
There's your little saying.
Is this why you listen to your boys in the morning, Brian?
No, you know, I was made to call you guys by my wife, who listens to you guys regularly.
You don't.
So you don't even know who we are.
I know you guys. I know you.
Hand the phone to your wife. Hand the phone to her.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
What's your name?
I'm Chris. Christina, if you want to be fancy about it.
No, we'll call you. Chris is fine. We're on a short.
Why'd you make Brian call? Why didn't you call?
Is it because you just called recently?
I just feel like he's an attorney. I'm a dance teacher. I feel like he might be able to rattle things off a little speedier.
Don't you do fast dances and you got to remember dance moves and
so
things like
fast.
That? Well, then what?
So much tap dancing, but I don't know, man. I just tweaked out and I made him.
I don't want Brian to play.
No. Trying to think of the only time I was in my high school musical, I had to do some dancing on stage. The flap ball change or whatever that's called.
Flap ball change.
Or shuffle ball change.
Shuffle ball change. That's right. It was the musical was MAME.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you wear a tutu?
A treasure.
No, but I played the role of Babcock.
Oh God.
Ooh. Sounds intense.
Sounds something.
I didn't get to sing. I had a non-singing part in the senior musical.
Just your laugh alone sounds like you would be a good singer, Don.
I'm a beautiful singer, bro. I call you Brian. You're Chris. I'm a beautiful singer.
You want him back? You got him.
No, it's you. It's all you.
He didn't even want it. You made him call.
He didn't even know who we were. So
do you boss him?
He's tried. This is the first time I've ever even tried to get a hold of you guys. He's actually called in before.
Oh, well, the way he made it sound is like that you yell at him all the time. He said he's very fearful of your relationship because you yell at him all the time, is what I heard.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the bossier side of things, yes.
Where did you meet this attorney?
We actually both have theater degrees. I was in school for musical theater, and he got his master's in acting, and we did the show Cabaret together.
Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Then why isn't he the musical attorney, and he sings
because
through his
court cases?
Somebody
had to buy the house.
So he went from being a theater major to suing people.
Yeah, we were on a national tour of a musical together for 7 years, and then he just took one for the team and went to law school real quick, banged it out at DU, and then now we actually have a house and kids and such, and I get to keep tap dancing all day.
Okay.
That's a beautiful story.
That is.
You know, the romance, it's so sweet.
I got news. There's not a dry eye in our listening audience right
now. Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're going to need a house. You better go back to school.
Go sue somebody. Go get your 39%.
Yeah.
I like the singing attorney. He needs to become the singing attorney.
I object.
He's suing.
But when he's in trial, I feel like he's still doing his theater thing. You know, like he's still up in front of people doing
his sort of acting.
Hashtag truth, Chris. That's so right. Yeah.
He's getting it done for the family.
One of my all-time best friends, I was runner-up friendliest boy in high school. He was friendliest boy, John Spaulding. And he went on to become an attorney. He was a big-time litigation attorney. And he's told me before that the stuff he did in theater and drama has paid off huge for him when he's doing litigation, man.
Yep, so, absolutely makes sense.
Gives you confidence to be up in front of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Be well-spoken.
Absolutely.
On the radio. Able to just chat the day
memorize
away.
Memorize things, and yeah.
You know what?
That's
you know,
what I'm saying.
You know what his court cases were? People would sue, like your husband would sue healthcare companies and insurance companies, and John's job was to defend the insurance companies. And I was like, God, you had to be the most hated man on the planet.
Yeah,
that's rough. That's a rough day.
And you know what? To show you how tough it is to go up against him, he never lost, I don't think. I don't think he ever lost a case. Or he lost one in something like 20-something years.
Damn.
That's what you go up against.
Does Brian lose a lot of cases?
All day. No, I'm kidding.
Does he come home and take it out on like the cat or anything like that? So.
Yeah, we got a 2-year-old. We just give the 2-year-old dirty looks.
All right.
Who doesn't, though?
All right, listen, we've got Tana, Sammy, and Christine who are holding, and they are wondering if we're ever going to talk to them.
So, I know, right?
So,
I
Chris, know. So now we got to play the game with you, Chris. Are you ready?
No, man. Come on.
Yeah, you got
it's
it.
My
no,
nightmare. It's I'm, like, you. Shaking.
No, it's you and not Brian, okay?
Okay, all right.
Tighten
all right.
Those tap
I can't
shoes
believe this
and,
is happening.
And take a breath, all
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
And no cheating. He can't help you. I know attorneys cheat a lot. He can't help you, okay?
Nah, he's not a cheater.
Okay. If you don't get this one, turn in your tap dance shoes.
Okay? I can't. Oh, my God.
10 seconds. We were talking about this during our trending report, if you were listening a little while ago. Give us, in 10 seconds, 5 foods. No helping. No helping.
I just said Marvel. I was tweaking out that it was going to be Marvel movies. It's okay. I'm back.
10 seconds. 5 foods with cherries, made with cherries. 5 different foods you can get made with cherries. Ready? And go.
Cherries Jubilee. Cherries pie. Cherry, what are they talking about? Cherry muffins. Cherry brownie. Cherry chocolate brownies. Cherry,
oh,
Julie,
cobbler. Miss the cobbler.
Our entire conversation 30 minutes ago, we spent 10 minutes talking about cherry cobbler.
Yeah.
You said it so many times,
so
guys.
Many
I told
times.
You I was going to tweak.
You tweaked big time. You lost.
You didn't say cobbler.
Chocolate,
you
like,
said a cherry what? Chocolate brownie, whatever the hell
I
that
nobody
is.
Nobody eats
Jubilee
that.
Twice. Like, who eats cherries Jubilee?
You just said cherry ice cream.
Yeah, you could have done that.
Really, so
cherry
many
Pop-Tart.
Things could have gone differently, guys, yeah. If you talk to my attorney husband.
I wish Brian had played instead.
Yeah.
You guys are, I can't with you. I don't want to be the.
I would have gotten 10.
Brian would have. Brian knows cherries for sure.
Oh, man, he's going to lord this over you the whole day on the slopes.
I can't believe it. You guys.
How many did she get? How many did she get?
4. She got 4.
4-ish. Whatever.
I count 5, guys.
Because no. I said Jubilee twice.
Yeah, and the buzzer hits.
And we're not sure chocolate cherry brownie is, I mean, I guess it exists.
Yeah, I'm going to make it.
This is going to become like a thing in your relationship now, when anytime either one of you screws up, you're just going to be like, cherry cobbler.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll just look at him. Just cobblered up, dude.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how much we've enjoyed talking to both of you. Have a great time skiing today, all right, Chris and Brian?
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
You have a good one.
Nice
meeting
you
guys.
Later, skaters.
Later, bro. I love them.
It's great. I want to go skiing with them.
I can hang out with them.
I want to go skiing with them. Oh, my God. And I was just about to go to Tana, and she hung up.
Why'd she do that?
Like, within 2 seconds of me hitting the button. Tana, you held all that time, and then you hung up?
Call back.
Here's Sammy. Hi, Sammy. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sammy.
You ever been in court for any reason, Sammy?
Oh, no.
That sounds like
good.
A yes.
No,
so,
that's good.
So what's the story?
I've been divorced. I've gone for traffic tickets.
Oh, nothing major.
So. Did you plea it down to like a broken headlight kind of thing or whatever?
It was like traffic tickets, like, you know, I was going 6 over or something, and, you know, and you go and you
yeah, but they often will it. Plea it down to a defective vehicle
yeah,
or something.
Light
so.
Bulb out or something
yeah.
silly.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You've changed your ways, though.
Yeah.
I have.
And first of all, I'm calling BS because I don't think you would have gotten a ticket for 6 over. You're probably doing 16 over is what I'm thinking.
You're probably right.
I know I'm right.
Sammy's got a heavy foot, huh?
Uh-huh. Then I get a ticket for 6 over. Yeah, I was doing 71 and a 65.
I have 4 kids, so it's like I got to be everywhere at this time. So it's like zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
Like everything.
What are you driving?
Life is crazy. A 2000 Toyota Camry.
It's time for an upgrade.
That car is like a quarter of a century old, Sammy. We got to get you something else.
Well, I have a 15-year-old, so it's going to be her car.
Oh,
that's
there you
perfect.
Go.
Pass it down.
You know, and then when you're done, you can go to Sil Terhar Motors in Broomfield, and they'll set you up with a great car. Ask for the Dom special, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay.
How about that, huh? What do you do for a living, Sammy, besides shuttle those kids around?
I'm a hairstylist.
Oh, okay. Nice.
What do you charge for a cut and color?
So I work at a place that is a certain brand, and they only do haircuts.
Oh, I see. So it's like a Supercuts kind of thing or whatever.
Your Floyd's
yes.
or
Floyd's and Supercuts.
Yeah, so everything else I do on the side, like at home, and I don't charge a whole lot. I'm trying to strengthen my abilities, so to speak, in color, because I've done mostly men's cuts.
Oh, okay. What do you charge? I'm actually going to a new stylist today myself, trying her out for the first time. What's a men's cut through you cost?
So through us, it's 24.
Oh,
what are you going to be paying today?
35.
Yeah, we are the probably the lowest price.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
No,
yeah, if
no,
you're,
no, no.
If you're at where I'm thinking you're at, then yeah, you do get what you pay for.
No, well, sometimes. It depends on who you get.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you get the right person, that's all we do is cut. So we're pretty awesome at
In
it.
In and out, quick.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good.
You know,
I'm a little slower because I like to pay attention to detail.
You don't want to chop any ears off.
Yeah, listen, Jeremy doesn't have a lot of hair to work
I
with.
I really
anyway,
don't.
So it's like, you shouldn't take very long.
I'm going to try to talk her down from the 35.
He is getting a little shaggy around his ears, though.
Yeah, around the sides is where it's still thick.
Pretty soon he's going to have
to need a clean up with the neck and the ears. And
yep, I need a clean up is what I need.
He is slowly turning into George Costanza before my eyes.
It's so sad.
But he's still got his boyish good looks, though.
That's right. Watch out now.
There's no denying. What part of town are you in, Sammy?
A Centennial.
Yeah, good. We're doing a happy hour on Friday. You should come out. We're going to be down in the Rock, down in Castle Rocks. Come down and see us, all right?
Okay. All right.
So that's
right,
a no, all right?
Yeah, we'll never
that's
see
a no.
you.
Yeah, we'll never see
you. Right, no, I would have to figure out what I'm going to do with my kids. I'll just, like, get in the car and disappear.
Just bring your kids.
Leave them in the, you can leave them in the car.
Leave them with dad.
Leave them with dad and come down and party with us.
And bring us a bag of hair, just for fun.
Gross.
All right, 10 seconds. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, so I want you to, is that a deep breath? Take another one.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this.
More work,
okay? Settle down.
I want you to close your eyes for a second, Sammy. Close your eyes. And I want you to imagine you're at the grocery store.
I just was.
Okay, close your eyes and imagine you're back there, and you're in the checkout line. I want you in 10 seconds to tell me 5 things you see while you're waiting in line in the checkout line. Ready? And go.
Gum, you see granola bars, protein bars, you see soda, energy drinks.
I
think that might
I think
be,
you nailed it, right?
I think because I'm going to say protein bar and granola bar, two separate things.
Two different bars.
And I'm you didn't say magazines or anything, but you know what? I'm going to say you're a winner!
Well done.
So excited.
That's fun, isn't it? It's fun to play Rattle Off. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to place you on a delicate, gentle hold right now. And Josh will saunter back in a few moments and he'll tell you all about your prize, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And we will not see you on Friday.
you're so right. She's not coming.
Place is going to be packed. We're going to have a lot of people, but it will not include Sammy.
Nope. Or her kids.
Or the kids.